وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program for humanity. We are looking at human traits in the Quran that by attaining and practicing, it should make me a better human being that observes the right of other people. One of these concepts is in fact patience and sabr. Sabr is one of the things that we need in order to be able to maintain and preserve human rights. Because we said in previous episode that with sabr is something I attain in order to be patient with other people. So it is a trait that deals with other people, that I require in order to be able to socialize and communicate with other people. So it's not a trait just for myself and for my own benefit. Rather, it is a trait for the benefit and the well-being of other people around me. One of the verses in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this trait and that we need to have is verse 60 of chapter 30, Ar-Rum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاصْبِرْ إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. Be patient, for surely the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true. What is quite nice about the Quran when it talks about sabr is always begins with فَاصْبِرْ or wasbir. So it's constantly, it is said in a way of command, wasbiru, wasabiru. It always, Allah says it in a word that it is a command rather than a suggestion, a recommendation. It's a requirement for faith to be patient. This verse is encouraging patience and trust in Allah's promise. Because you might say, well, why do I need to be patient when people are being bad to me? Why do I need to be patient when people are attacking me? Why do I need to be patient when people are doing this and this to me? Allah says, I have a wa'd, I have a promise I made that if you're patient, I will grant you success in this world and in the hereafter. That's the wa'd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we are certain of this wa'd, of this promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it should make it very easy for us to be patient. The promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the ultimate reward for those who believe and do righteous deeds. Alladhina amanu wa amilus salihat. The verse advises believers, which is you inshallah, to not be bothered or disturbed by those who are not certain in their faith, as their doubts or disbelief should not affect your belief. So Allah says, وَلَا يَسْتَخَفَنَّكَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُوقِنُونَ. So this is the completion of this verse. فَاصْبِرْ, and Allah says, وَلَا يَسْتَخَفَنَّكَ, two orders. So sabr, meaning holding strong to your faith. When people were not certain about their own belief and their own faith, don't let that affect you. Patience is a virtue that is often emphasized so much in the Holy Quran and in the teachings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and the Holy Pure Imams alayhim salamullah. It is considered as an important characteristic of believers. It demonstrates trust and patience itself demonstrates trust and reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in the difficult circumstances. Why are you being patient? Why am I being patient when we're faced with problems? Isn't it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So it is a trait that we need. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. We were talking about patience, and we said it is a requirement for a believer. So if we have it, it can help us endure hardships, which is a part of life. Hardship is a part of life. I can't emphasize on this point because a lot of people think that this life is about fun and, you know, enjoying yourself and enjoying desires and trying to achieve as much happiness as possible before you die. Enjoy it before you die. That's a wrong concept. As we say, live it. You only live once. That's a wrong concept. Life is not that. The true and real enjoyment is coming. It is not in this world. It's in the hereafter. This is an examination room and needs to be treated as such. Therefore, when we are faced with hardship, we need to have what? Patience. Also, patience can help me and you when it comes to resisting temptation. We will be tempted by ourselves first. We will be tempted by shaitan second. And we will be tempted by people, where either Allah refers to them as shayatin, jinni wal ins. There are satans of humans and there are satans of jinn, and they will tempt us. So we have three enemies: ourselves, shaitan, and people. In order to resist all these temptations, we need to have patience. We call this as sabru al dhanb, for example. Being patient when it comes to resisting sin. Because sin these days, it is beautified. It's made look nice and fancy. It makes look pleasurable. Now, obviously, I don't want to mention sins that are being dressed in a beautiful way, but I'm very sure you can think of one or two. So shaitan himself, Allah says in the Quran, he gives us an insight into the mindset of shaitan. لِيُزَيِّنَ لِأَوْلِيَاءَ. He beautifies things for people. So I could fall a victim to this beautifying of shaitan by beautifying a certain sin to me, a sin that myself also seeks. So in order to resist these temptations, we need to have sabr and patience and also remain steadfast in our faith. This is ultimately the goal of patience. If we endure hardship, if we resist temptation, then that means, alhamdulillah, my faith is intact. If I let this too come into my system, if I let hardship and temptation sink in my system, my faith will be corrupted. And thus, we say, iman and sabr are like a body. Sabr is the head to the body. Sabr is the head to iman, to belief. Take the head off, the body is useless. What's the point of believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet I do not practice any of His commands because my temptation is too high, because I sin so much? What's the point of such iman? What's the point of saying, yeah, I believe in Allah, I believe in a day of judgment, but I will commit sins because I feel like it? Then Allah says, well, that's a very corrupted version of iman. But if you have patience, you will resist this temptation, you will resist sins, and you'll be a better person. Same applies when we deal with people. People are not infallible. They will make mistakes. They will try to harm us. The way we deal with them has to be based on patience first. And when we observe patience, we observe the human rights, because we don't end up violating and creating, you know, more violence in society. So patience is required. We will leave it here and we will continue in other episodes. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله